work, hard work. Hard work, work.
There you go.
Hard work, work.
Everybody doing it right.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. That's what you say.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. Earn more pay.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. Do it every day.
Hard work, work.
Get up out of quarter to three.
Hard work, work.
Ready to go and earn more pay.
Hard work, work.
Put the boots on and lace them up.
Hard work,
I
work.
Another day to work.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. That's what you say.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You're tuning to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. I'm your host, Big Sarge. Make sure you'll follow me on the socials at the app formerly known as Twitter, Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end, and on Instagram. You can find me on the Tik and the Talk at Big Sarge Media. Make sure you subscribe to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts from. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel at Big Sarge Media. All right. Let's just jump right into this thing. You know, I felt kind of bad last week when the Denver Broncos told former quarterback Russell Wilson, let me see you one-two-step. I love it when you one-two-step. Let me see you one-two-step. I mean, I felt bad for him when they used his wife's song against him and told him, hey, man, we're going to give you $85 million to leave. Yeah, no. We're going to give you money to leave. You know what that's the equivalent to? That's the equivalent to a man and a woman getting ready to break up and the woman saying, no, you can have everything in here. Just let me leave. What? What? Nothing in life hurts a man's ego more than a woman telling him, no, you can have all this shit. I don't care. You have everything in the house. Just let me take my clothes and my kids. You can have a car. I can get another car. I can get more furniture. I can get more pots and pans. I can get more pictures. You can have everything in here. I don't want anything here that reminds me of you. Oh, nothing hurts a man's ego worse than that. That's exactly what the Denver Broncos did to Russell Wilson. They said, yeah, man, you can leave. Goodbye. Take this with you. $85 million. Here you go. Take it with you. And wherever you go, we'll pay for you to go. We'll pay for you to go. Side note, I know a woman that I am very, very close to, very, very, very close to, who left her husband, paid off all of the credit card bills, left him debt-free, paid everything, left him debt-free, and still left him. Now, it's safe to say that that young man has bad credit right now. It's safe to say that that young man is drowning in debt. It's safe to say that that young man is living a horrible life. Married to a witch. I won't get into that. But yeah, she left that man debt free. You know how much of a kick in the ding-ding that has to be for a woman to tell you, I don't want anything from you. Your services are no longer required. That's exactly what the Denver Broncos told Russell Wilson. Your services are no longer required. And just, you know, so we're clear, we're going to pay you money to leave. We don't care nothing about the money. So once the league starts, Russell Wilson will be a free agent. It has been reported that he's going to sign, I guess, a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, why, Russ? Why? I know there used to be an old slogan like, let Russ cook what? Noodles? Instant oatmeal? Microwavable pizza? Pie pies? Pop-Tarts? Toast? Like, what you letting Russ cook in Pittsburgh? You went to one of the hardest divisions in the NFL. You signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guess what, Russ? Guess what that makes you? The fourth best quarterback in that division. For those of you all who need a refresher, because it's been a minute since the Super Bowl, and I know that you're itching a little bit to get back to that football feeling. Let me remind you who's in the AFC North. The Baltimore Ravens. With reigning NFL MVP Lamar Jackson at quarterback. the Cincinnati Bengals, who are, what, 2 years removed from going to the Super Bowl and going to get a healthy Joe Burrow back. The Cleveland Browns, who have Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and if I'm not mistaken, they just got a little bit better at the wide receiver position. They are loaded on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball. If we're being honest, if like we say in Houston, if we're keeping it a buck, if we're keeping it 100, like if Deshaun Watson would have been healthy, I think that the Cleveland Browns may have went a little bit farther. Like, they got a lot out of backup quarterback Joe Flacco. They got a lot out of him. But it's safe to say that if they would have had Deshaun Watson, they would have probably gotten a little bit further in the playoffs. And yes, Texans fans, you can be mad at me, but they may have, you know, beat the Texans if they'd have had Joe Flacco and Nick Chubb. Got to get Nick Chubb back too. So you got the Ravens, you got the Bengals, you got the Browns, and now you have the Steelers with Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. I'm sorry. Did anybody else look at the Pittsburgh Steelers this year and say, hey, man, they're only a Russell Wilson away from competing for a Super Bowl? Hell, for an AFC championship. They're not. No. The Pittsburgh Steelers, don't get me wrong, they're not a bad team. They're not a great team either. I don't know. I would borderline put them good. But they're not a terrible team. They're not a bad team. They're like that right near that middle of the pack, that middle of the road team. They definitely need more than Russell Wilson in order to compete and move forward in the AFC. And especially in the AFC North. I don't look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and say, hey, man, you know, if it would have been Russell Wilson there instead of Kenny Pickett, they probably would have been a whole lot better. Hell no. One of the biggest problems that Russell Wilson had when he was in Denver, and I've seen him play in person twice. Matter of fact, I think I've watched the last 3 years I've seen Russell Wilson play 3 years. I think I've seen him play three times. No, actually. Yeah. No, the last 2 years, I think I've seen him play two times. I mean, look at me. Get it together, Sarge. The last 2 years, I've seen Russell Wilson play three times. I seen him play last season when he was with the Broncos. Not this past season. 2 seasons ago when he was with the Broncos, I watched him play against the Texans at, well, they don't even call it Mile High anymore, but Energy Stadium, whatever Energy Stadium that is. I seen him play in Denver. And then this past season, I seen him play twice. I seen him play once against the Green Bay Packers in Denver, and then I seen him play once here in Houston against the Houston Texans at NRG Stadium. That's when they had that 5-game winning streak, and they came in, and the Houston Texans beat them. But they came in as one of the hottest teams in the league, and it wasn't just – I mean, they were playing good football. But the problem with Russell Wilson now – today's Russell Wilson is, Russell Wilson doesn't throw the deep ball like he used to. Russell Wilson doesn't throw deep as good as he used to. He throws a lot of short intermediate passes, and he holds onto the ball a very long time, which allows for him to take some sacks or him to make some bad decisions. And so you're getting the Pittsburgh Steelers is getting that Russell Wilson. They're not getting Seattle Supersonics. They're not getting Seattle Seahawks Russell Wilson. They're getting Denver Broncos Russell Wilson, who Sean Payton didn't want. And with the way that they play defense in the AFC North, I mean, listen, I understand that the Baltimore Ravens defense is going to go through a couple of changes because they have free agents, but they have a good core. They have a good core on that defense that, if I'm not mistaken, was what, top five? Cleveland Browns had the number one defense in the league, and the Bengals have a very good defense, and now you're going to bring a quarterback who can't throw deep, who can only throw short intermediate routes, holds the ball too long, doesn't really want to get out of the pocket and scramble like he used to, and this is what you're bringing? Don't get me wrong. If I'm not mistaken, the Steelers don't have a bad offensive line. They may be able to give him the time and the protection that he needs, but this is an older Russell Wilson. Listen, I know I've made jokes about him, called him Mr. Sierra in the past. You know, just it's some other things. I mean, the Broncos country, let's ride. I always thought that that was corny. I always thought that whatever he was saying in Seattle, that was corny. I'm not going to go as far as what Slim Thug says and call him a square, even though Slim Thug made some great points. I mean, I got it. Sierra got the man that she prayed for, but I don't think Mike Tomlin is getting the quarterback that he prayed for. Hell, if I was them, I'm going to stick with Kenny Pickett. You know how mad George Pickens is going to be when he's running a go route? And as soon as he gets off the line, he gets free, throws his hand up, and Russ won't throw him the ball. You know how many times George Pickens is going to be pissed off because he's going to run a slant and get open, or a deep slant, excuse me, and get open, and Russell Wilson going to look at him and be like, nah, I can't do that one. Hey, next play, though, if you run like 5 to 7 yards, bro, I promise you I'll get you the ball. But if you're running 10 to 15 yards, I can't promise you that I'm going to get you the ball consistently. Now, for those of you nerds out there and you PFF, PFF pro football focused pros and you analytical people, listen, I'm not saying that Russell Wilson can't throw deep. I'm saying he can't throw deep consistently. For you film watching all 22 geeks out there, I'm not saying that there aren't instances out there that shows Russ last season throwing the deep pass. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he's not consistent in throwing the deep pass. You know, now you got to preface stuff because people be like, oh no, Sarge, look at this. I went back to the all 22 when they played against the Chargers, and this is what he did. Look right here, Sarge, against the Raiders. Oh, what about this game against the Chiefs? Let's not forget this game against the Jaguars. I get it. And if you get offended by me calling you a geek, I'm sorry, geek. I don't understand. I don't understand why the Pittsburgh Steelers organization and Mike Tomlin would make this decision, but I'm going to make, oh my God, here we go.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. I'm about to call some
emotional damage,
but wait, hear me out.
Emotional damage
is coming,
but wait, hear me out.
So listen, I like Mike Tomlin just like everybody else does. I am. I'm a fan of Mike Tomlin. Every time I talk to Mike Tomlin, Mike Tomlin makes me want to run through a wall for him. So I can see why over the years, the players have loved to play for Mike Tomlin. During the time he has been the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I can understand why everybody, well, outside of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, that's another story for another time, love playing for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is that person that will get you so fired up that you'd be like, I'm ready, coach. Which wall am I running through? I'm a Mike Tomlin fan. I'm a huge Mike Tomlin fan.
But wait, hear me out.
I think the game is starting to pass him by a little bit. Going to get Russell Wilson is not the move. You can stick with Kenny Pickett. I understand Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season since he's been an NFL head coach. I got it. There's been a lot of mediocrity in those seasons too. There's been a lot of 500s or barely over 500 seasons to. When's the last time we looked at the Pittsburgh Steelers and say that they have been Super Bowl contenders? They got some talent on that team. But at some point, they're going to have to start looking and get into getting a new head coach. Don't get me wrong. You can keep Mike Tomlin around the franchise and the organization for motivational purposes. But at some point, they're going to have to make a change. Because I feel like what they've gotten out of Mike Tomlin may be all that they're going to get. And I understand this is the most unpopular opinion out there today. I got it. I know y'all are going to be like, Sarge, I can't believe that you said that. But I mean, just look at it. Take a step back from your fandom and ask yourself, when you've looked at the Pittsburgh Steelers the last couple of years and said, man, that Steelers team could beat the Chiefs if they ever made it to the AFC championship game. Oh, I'm pretty sure that Steelers team could beat the Bills. Pretty sure that Steelers team could beat the Bengals consistently. Nah, I don't see that. Let's remove the Chiefs from the equation. I can't see the Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Buffalo Bills consistently. You may be able to beat them in a game in the regular season, but come playoff time, I don't see that. With Russell Wilson, definitely not. Cincinnati Bengals? No. You may get the Cleveland Browns in a regular season game because, you know, they're your rivals and you play, you know, that's your division. So when you look at division games, they're always going to come down to, you know, out of the two games, it's safe to say that in the division, the team is going to split. You may surprise one of the teams in your division on the road at their house, and then they'll come back and they'll get you. It's very rarely that you get division teams that will sweep the other teams consistently. But even on paper, if I'm looking at some of these teams, I'm saying they're still better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a lot of that has to do with Mike Tomlin. And bringing in a quarterback like Russell Wilson, what are you doing? You're putting yourself behind the eight ball more and more. I wrote down a couple of teams that I feel like, that has a brighter future than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's just a couple of teams. When I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think they have a brighter future than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that the Los Angeles Chargers have a brighter future, especially with the new head coach that they have. All the AFC North teams, better future than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, we know the Chiefs. Of course, we know the Bills. Of course, we know the Dolphins. Like, I could see those teams. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say this. Only because I've watched what this team has done the last season. And with some of the moves that I feel like that they're going to make, especially once the new league season starts on Wednesday, like I said, if I'm not mistaken. But once they're able to start making some free agent moves and they got the draft coming up in April, I don't see the Pittsburgh Steelers' future being as bright as the Texans. Like, If they're going to play, if right now, I'm talking about right now, you can add Russell Wilson to the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I'm looking at a fully healthy Pittsburgh Steelers team and a fully healthy Houston Texans team, and I'm saying they're going to play 10 games, I say the Texans win 6 of those. Could be 7. Because with the inconsistencies that the Steelers have on offense, with the inconsistencies that they have on the defensive side of the ball, with the lapse that they have as far as the lapse in judgment that they have, especially on the defensive side of the ball, I can see the Texans beating them 6 times. Maybe the 7th game will be a surprise. I'd be, oh, I didn't expect him to win that. But I don't think that it's vice versa. I cannot see the Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Houston Texans 6 or 7 times in a 10-game series, not the way that they're not the way that they're built right now, not the way that they're presently constructed, new, and adding Russell Wilson, new. So I don't understand it, which goes back to Mike Tomlin. You know, and you got Kenny Pickett. Like, I understand. You got to give him time. Yeah, I'm not the biggest Kenny Pickett fan, but I did see, you know, some bright spots in there when it comes to him. And I'm, like I said, I'm not knocking Russell Wilson. I understand it's going to be a short-term deal, but like how much further, like Mike Tomlin, how many years you think you got left in coaching? At some point, they're going to look and they're going to say, we're just not getting it done. We thank you for your service. We thank you for everything that you've done for this organization. You have worn that Pittsburgh Steelers black and gold with pride. But it may be time to move on. They're probably going to move you. Yeah, they're probably going to move you and do you like Denver did. Russell Wilson. I'm gonna tell you, hey man, here's a nice, you know, a little bonus to go away. We're gonna leave the office. You know, we're gonna leave, you know, the stadium, everything open for about an hour. It's gonna be available to you. So you could take, you know, all the clothing. Yeah, you could take some equipment if you want. You can take clothing, equipment, stationery, popcorn bags from the concession stand. You can take parking passes. You can take the little wristbands that they gave you. Bro, you can take whatever you want. We're going to give you an hour. You can run through here. Bro, you can pack, back up the truck. Take whatever you want for an hour. And we're going to give you money. But at some point, you got to go. You've been tuning into the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcast from. Follow me on the socials at Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end on the app formerly known as Twitter and on Instagram. Make sure you follow me on the Tik and the Talk at Big Sarge Media. I think that's all I got. I know y'all miss me. But that's okay. I'm out.
Hard work, hard work. Hard work, work.
There you go.
Hard work, work.
Everybody doing it right.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. That's what you say.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. Earn my pay.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. Do it every day.
Hard work, work.
Get up out of quarter to three.
Hard work, work.
Ready to go and earn my pay.
Hard work, work.
Put my boots on and lace them up.
Hard work, work.
Another day to work.
Hard.